Okay, 7:55, Bear Country 95.3. Mick is here from Montague Webworks. Groundhog Day, Mick.
Groundhog Day. It's the cross quarter. We're halfway through winter.
Yay. All right, so the news came out about a half an hour ago. Punxsutawney Phil, which is the official groundhog for Groundhog's Day. I don't know who makes that decision. But Phil did not see his shadow. Right. And that means an early spring, which we've already been getting here.
Yeah, it's here now, so he knew.
Yeah. He knew. He was just a little bit late to the party.
Yeah. And condolences to our Winnipeg Canadian neighbors. Their Punxsutawney, who is called Winnipeg Willie, actually passed away yesterday, so they canceled their moment of silence for Winnipeg Willie.
Is there somebody to take Winnipeg Willie's place? Late notice like that?
They've all been doing
some sort of understudy?
Someone in training, someone in the batting cage. Well, they've all been doing it for so long, like the towns that do it, that, you know, they're probably at like Winnipeg.
Isn't that what they do in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, they're on their 10th by now, I think.
Oh, yeah. They just keep renaming the Groundhog Phil.
Right. And they get one from the zoo or whatever. I don't know. I haven't read up on it, but maybe we could talk about that next week.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Anyway, so today we're going to talk about something coming up this weekend in Greenfield, in Greenburg. Greenfield's annual winter carnival. It's the 94th.
I was talking from the Greenfield Rec Department. Her name?
Christy.
Yes, Christy. 94 years.
94 years.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And what I like about it is each year they're coming up with different activities.
Right.
This year, she was telling me about some kids that go to school here in Greenfield created this story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they created this story, and they are going to be telling the story back on Sunday, I believe. You can get a brochure at many different spots for the Greenfield Winter Carnival in Greenfield, but they are going to be telling this story live and in person, so you can walk along as they tell the story.
Nice. Anyway, the website is greenfieldrecreation.com, and you just click on, in the navigation, there's a button that says events.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fastest way. Also, if you go to the Town of Greenfield website, greenfield-ma.gov. It's one of the slides in the slideshow.
Will you be carving any ice this year?
I don't think,
Mick,
I'll be carving any ice. And because there's really no snow on the ground or none in the forecast, the snowman village will probably be no man village.
Well, that is too bad. But, you know, I was talking to Christy, though. They got these huge blocks of ice dropped off early on Friday morning.
Yep. And they've got people getting ready to carve them.
Yeah. These professional people, this is what they do. And so on Friday, late afternoon, you're going to see some pretty cool displays in downtown Greenfield.
I'm looking forward to it. And they do that. Yeah, that's awesome. And then we have fireworks, the Parade of Lights, chili cook-off, cardboard sled contest. I guess that won't happen. But everyone should come because it's a good thing. Maybe we can get someone from Berkshire East to bring out one of those snowmaking machines to just blast the hill.
You never know. Yeah. One thing that they did add last year that you mentioned is that Parade of Lights. Did you see that last year?
I did not.
I missed it too, but I saw the photos online, and it was really neat how people decorated their vehicles with Christmas lights.
Oh, nice.
It was kind of like being at Disney.
Right.
For that parade, but it was right here in downtown Greenfield.
Also, Turner's has, Christmas in July, where they put lights on their boats, and they have the little boat parade right in Barton's Cove.
Kind of like that, but this one goes right down Main Street in Greenfield.
Right. And it's cars, not boats.
There you go.
Well, I look forward to that.
All right, Greenfield Winter Carnival. It's coming up this weekend, February 5th through the 7th. And again, you can go online for more information.
GreenfieldRecreation.com.
All right, our Montague Webworks website of the week. Mick is from Montague Webworks, and Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. You know, we don't talk about it enough, how you can go to the 30% off store, get a gift certificate from Montague Webworks. They are $100 gift certificates, but you only pay what?
$70%? Hey, $70, hey. Only 70% of the $100.
So you pay 70, you get a $100 gift certificate, and Mick will build that brand new website for you like you did recently for the town of Greenfield.
That's right, the town of Greenfield, and working on a whole slew of others.
Excellent. Mick from Montague Webworks, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yep.
All right, 7:59, coming up in just a bit on Bear Country 95.3, the latest in local news from here in Western Mass. This is Tyler Farr and his new song called Better in Boots. It's Bear Country.